I'd like to introduce one of the farmers that is featured in the campaign. Kurt Hora is with us today. He is from Washington, Iowa, and you'll probably be seeing a lot of his face here in Washington.
Thanks, Mark. Like Mark said, my name is Kurt Hora. I'm from Washington, Iowa, which is in the southeast corner of Iowa. I farm along with my wife. It's our picture here of my wife, Heather. Our two daughters, Presley and Elizabeth. Presley is two, and Elizabeth will be one on Friday. And we are expecting our third child here in November. I graduated from Iowa State University in 1988 and began farming then. We raise corn, soybeans, and hogs. We employ one full-time person. I farm along with my dad, and my uncle is a part-time helper also. We use a crop management specialist in our operation. We use no-till, strip-till, and minimum tilling crop practices. All fields are grid sampled to and fertilized according to crop removal and requirement needs. We use variable rate technology and applying products, fertilizers, nitrogen, and planting. We use auto steer technology on our operation. And I'm a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm on the Iowa Corn Grower Board. My wife, Heather, is involved with the County Pork Producer. She's a State Promotions Committee member and also on the National Nominating Committee with the Pork Producers. And she does numerous promotions with the pork producers every year. And we feel it's important to promote the products that we raise and to show to our consumers that we're raising them in a safe, affordable way and environmentally friendly manner. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. Next, we're going to have John Adams. We have both John and Sue Adams here in the room with us today. They're both featured in the ads. John is from Atlanta, Illinois.
Hi, I'm John Adams from Atlanta, Illinois, and this is my wife, Susan. I'm the fifth-generation family farm in Atlanta, Illinois. The farm was founded in 1862. I started farming in 1972. No, excuse me. The farm was 1862. I started farming in 1972 and then married Sue in 1973. The smartest thing I've ever done. This is a true family farm. My landowners are my dad, my mother, my sister, my wife, my two cousins, and myself. And we farm about 962 acres. In the mid-70s, we stopped plowing, and we started doing reduced tillage. And we've been doing this practice ever since. We did this to reduce soil and water erosion. We use integrated pest management when determining which crop protection products to use to control our weeds and insects on our farmland. Sue and I have worked with the University of Illinois in doing nitrogen rate studies to better determine the proper amount of nitrogen to supply our corn crop. The reason to do this is we want to maximize income, not necessarily always yield. We used to raise hogs. We quit in 1988. We then switched over to 100% no-till at that time. We also use modern technology, especially on corn and fertile and the soybean crops. We variable rate our P and K, and we apply fertilizer only when it's needed. We also do this with limestone. This is another important ingredient in raising a crop. Over the last 38 years, we've probably increased our average farm yields by 60 to 75 bushel an acre on corn. And I know we're putting on a lot less insecticide, crop protection products, and we're using a lot less fuel, which I'm happy to say. Sue is from Oak Park. She is that's a suburb of Chicago. And she's the person in charge of running our grain drying system at harvest. She hauls the crop in, weighs, tests it, and does dry our corn down to the proper moisture. She did a good job last year. She did 83,000 bushel. And while I'm doing all of that, I've got to eat. Well, she's doing all the hard work. I'm doing the easy job. I'm running a combine, and it's got auto steer on it, and I've got yield mapping, and I can keep track of what the yields are doing. So it's certainly is interesting on the farm. We're working hard to keeping up with the rapid changes in agriculture, and it can be a challenge, but we feel like we're getting better business and environmental advantages to the family farm to help us survive and to meet the growing needs of society. The reason I'm involved in this is if about 10 or 15 years ago, I was more active with the Illinois corn growers, and we would come out to Washington, visit our congressmen and senators. And we always had good rapport, even when we were meeting with other agencies that were addressing concerns of the Illinois corn growers. 2 years ago, I came again, and I was quite shocked. A lot of the people that we were meeting didn't realize that family farms still existed. So we immediately started introducing ourselves when we go in to meet them. And we were quite often hearing that we didn't know there were any family farms back there in Illinois. We thought it was all big corporate farms. And that really bothered me a lot. And this is something that we need to address. And I'm glad that the National Corn Growers are doing it with this program. I want to tell you that, you know, there are a lot of family farms. And we are working quite hard to produce a lot of food, fuel, and fiber for our country and for our foreign customers around the world. And Sue and I are quite proud to be taking part in this endeavor. Thank you.